there has been an explosive growth in the overall data that, you know, all IT companies, organizations around the world are pumping in today. And it is estimated that more than 90% of overall data growth has happened in the last 2 to 3 years. And so it's no surprise that in terms of the priorities that companies or organizations have set up for themselves from an IT standpoint, holds initiatives which are related to managing the data growth. And not surprisingly, improving data backup and recovery also features in one of these top five priorities. Now, when we talk about infrastructure, and when we talk about the way backup is done for that infrastructure, one thing that is very important to consider is that backup depends on the type of infrastructure that you have. And today what is happening is that there is an inflection that is taking place in the IT infrastructure environment where more and more customers are embracing the public cloud for essentially their IT infrastructure needs. And when we talk about cloud, on my right here in this slide, you see the cloud promises that customers expect when they are moving to a public cloud. Now, what is interesting is the first two from the bottom, which is pay as you go and infinite scale, are more or less obvious because that's what the cloud gives at a very, very obvious level. But then what is more important and what we value when we talk about public cloud from an infrastructure management perspective is cloud economics. And when I say cloud economics, I mean the total cost of ownership and how it sort of optimizes itself when a customer or an organization moves to the cloud for its compute or its infrastructure management. Now, as cloud provides a way to manage your infrastructure, you essentially don't or should not have to manage any infrastructure. And that is where the topmost promise of cloud, which is the freedom from infrastructure, comes in. Now, when I started on this conversation, I mentioned that there is an inflection point which is taking place. And obviously, this inflection point is gradual in nature. So typically, what customers would observe is that they have some form of hybrid IT environment where they have some on-premises servers, workloads, and clients, as you can see on the left bottom corner. They might also have infrastructure off-premises in the public cloud in the form of either compute infrastructure, in the form of infrastructure as a service virtual machines, or if you're slightly ahead in the inflection, you would essentially also have platform as a service and software as a service applications running in the public cloud. Now, let's take a look at what happens with backup for these situations. Now, let's say you have IT primarily on premises. Let's look at the traditional backup approaches that want to embrace the cloud from a backup perspective. Now, what these backup solutions are doing, and it is absolutely great, is to essentially use the cloud as a storage endpoint. What that means is that essentially all the backup data that you're sending from on premises goes to the cloud instead of a tape and provides a very, very easy pay-as-you-go storage solution for your backup needs. But there are disadvantages that come along with it. And one of the key disadvantages is that you're still managing infrastructure in your on-premises environment. Not only are you managing the backup software and its licensing costs, but because you're not using the cloud from a fabric perspective, you also are susceptible to storage egress charges when you want to do restores. If you look at what happens in the public cloud off-premises, if you're running, let's say, a virtual machine in the cloud and you want to protect it, a lot of backup solutions use the cloud as an infrastructure and require you to essentially install backup software in a similar Azure IaaS virtual machine. Now, what that does is essentially that still, of course, it's pay as you go and it's great because you can back up your cloud infrastructure with the solution, but you're again managing a compute node from a backup perspective. So in terms of availability, in terms of ensuring that your backup is always running, you need to not only ensure that the backup compute node is running, but you also need to make sure you have enough storage attached to that compute node so that all your backups could be happening without any issues. And of course, here again, you have to manage the software that you've installed in the compute node, which is the backup software. And what that does, it does not allow you to get to a point where you can achieve a lowering in the total cost of ownership or, in fact, freedom from infrastructure, as you can see on the right side right now. At Azure Backup, we have taken a slightly different approach where instead of using the cloud as a storage endpoint or as infrastructure, we actually provide the cloud as a platform. And what that means is that we've built a first-party cloud-first service that allows you to use backup as a pay-as-you-go service. And you do not need any infrastructure for your backups, either on premises or in the cloud, nor do you need to manage any software licensing. And because it's a first-party multi-tenanted service, there are no storage egress charges. So with Azure Backup, whichever restore you're performing, whether it's in the cloud or on premises, it is always going to be free of cost. Restores will never be charged. And because it's a first-party service and has integration with lower layers of Azure, it also provides a single management pane for you to manage your backup infrastructure, as well as manage the jobs, as well as monitor what is happening in your backup environment. And it's all self-service. Now, what is the advantage of doing something like this? And what I would like to draw your attention to is the top left corner, which says infrastructure admin and application admin. Now, these are two important roles in any organization when it comes to managing the organizational data needs and organizational data requirements. What is happening with a situation like this, where an inflection is taking place, is you would want your applications to be highly available. And you would want your infrastructure admin to be essentially looking at higher leverage tasks. Since you're now sending data to a public cloud, you would want your infrastructure admin to look at legal and compliance and governance things, which is what Azure Backup enables by giving a no infrastructure, no licensing, and absolutely pay-as-you-go model of doing backup. But we don't end here. The next thing that we can potentially do with Azure Backup is to go beyond backup. And the way we talk about it is to say that, hey, because we are a first-party service, as you can see, we can have tight integration with other services in Azure. So whether it's Azure Site Recovery, whether it's Azure Data Services or Data Lake, or whether it's authentication and ID management services. And what this first-class integration with Azure services brings you is it gives you greater security, rich monitoring. It allows you to perform insights and analytics on your data. And of course, give you a complete 360-degree view of your data, even though it's sitting in Azure. So this is what we call the cloud-first approach of backing up, and that is what we've embraced here in Azure Backup in Microsoft.